I'm going to ask you to do three things, okay? First, put your hands up like this. Everybody, okay? Right bell foot. Maybe about till D. Wow, you guys are really good at this. Okay, another question then. Yeah, when did you learn your alphabet?
Alphabet? 4 years old.
4 years old? Wow. Okay, Sunyoung, how about you? Don't remember?
Seven?
Seven? Why I ask you these questions is because the alphabet is actually the basic step that we have to overcome to learn, to listen, to write, to speak English in this case. And I've learned this importance of learning alphabet through my childhood experience when I first arrived in Canada. Actually, to tell you the truth, I didn't even know where Canada was, and didn't even know that there was a country called Canada. So I didn't know any English, alphabet for start. But because I didn't know that, I learned a lot, and I have few great memories that I could just laugh about it these days. So I'm going to tell you about one of my experiences in Canada. It was my first day attending to a foreign school. I was very excited, a little bit scared, have these butterflies in my stomach. But it was okay because it was a good, scary feeling. I was even proud of myself when I was just marching into these big doors to go into the school. And I just went straight into my classroom. And it was even okay when people were staring at me in weird faces, like you guys. It was okay. Until when I had to go to the washroom. Like I said, I didn't know any English. And I'm not sure if you guys know this, but in the school that I attended, they don't have recess right after one class. You have to take at least two classes straight, then there's a recess, another class, then there's lunch, and until 3:30. To tell you the truth, I didn't know that I had to stay in school till 3:30. I thought that I could just go home before lunch, because that's how it is in Korea. So because of that, on my first day of school, I just sat there in my seat the whole boring day. And I was just thinking, I want to go to the bathroom. I really want to go to the bathroom. Of course, this in Korean. I was just thinking about that, and I just wanted the school to end. And when I got home, I just went right into the bathroom. And this was my first day in school in a foreign country. Imagine that. But it was okay, because my second day was worse. I felt that enduring is good, suffering is bad. Like the second day when I went to school, I just sat there exactly like what I have done on my first day. I didn't even look at my teacher's face, and I couldn't speak with people around me. And because of that, I was thinking those thoughts again. And of course, again, when I got home, I just ran straight into the bathroom. It's a sad thing, but this kind of became a daily routine. Trust me, if you do this for about a week or 2 weeks, you would definitely get a stomach ache. And I did. And even though there was a time that I could understand a little bit more, and also I knew how to say, "May I go to the bathroom, teacher?" Even though I could say that, I didn't. I just didn't split it out from my mouth, because I was thinking, what if my teacher doesn't understand my pronunciation? Or maybe she would just yell at me like this, and I would imagine myself crying at the end. So I was In other words, I was very afraid. But it got better. It took me a pretty long time, pretty much a long time, to get adjusted, even going to the bathroom. And it took me much more longer time to make friends. But like I said, I eventually got better. And I learned something from this washroom experience, this experience, that first, never to think that you could hold a natural calm, because you can never do that, or else you get a stomachache like me. And second, be prepared. Even the littlest things need preparation, because if you don't, it will just pop out in the weirdest ways. And the last, and maybe the most important, don't be afraid of making mistakes. Because really, everybody makes mistakes. And because you make mistakes, you get much better. So those three things I've learned from this weird experience in Canada. And I think I enjoy having that experience in my life. Thank you.